This is John Wicker, and you are listening to Strange Ways Podcast. Keep rocking.
Oh, you got a podcast here in St. Louis?
Yeah. Okay, so do you have the dates for the solo album singles over there? Because I don't have the dates.
No,
I have the singles.
I don't even, for some reason, my list.
They weren't on the wiki.
Maybe in this.
I looked them up on KissFac.
Maybe on this page.
Well, the first one is Hold Me, Touch Me, backed with Goodbye by Paul.
I just met you.
Right? You know. It's like, come on, Paul. I understand that he was probably just trying to capitalize on a ballad since Peter had all
right,
the success.
Right, he was trying his luck at it.
And I don't know. The one thing I will say about that fucking song, and we talked about it last time, but is the lead on that is so badass, dude. It sounds exactly like some epic Prince,
yeah.
Purple Rain type song.
Yeah.
Way before that, you know, way before Purple Rain. I think, yeah. I mean... Yes.
I know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I do, but let the people know. Let the people know. It's like Clinton has this thing, and I see it too, though. And go ahead. Go ahead.
Everyone compares to Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Like, Prince is like the even more feminine.
Yeah. The
black Paul
black
Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
He is,
and like Sylvester Stallone, he is like the badass Paul Stanley.
Right, the Italian Paul.
Yeah.
What you got on like a... Who else you got? Who's the... is there a female Paul Stanley? Of some sort?
I don't know.
And if so, what's up with her?
Yeah. I don't know.
We had that little weird discussion one time before.
Yeah.
There is some chick on Facebook called Star Huey. She's a Paul Stanley chick.
Yes.
I'm just going to say, Oh, right on. That's a weird little trip. So Kiss Save Santa's on the TV in the background right now, and they're taking off in some helicopter.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yes. A little bit of synchronicity for us. Pretty groovy. But so what were we talking about? Fuck, I can't remember now. I got sidetracked.
Kiss makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
get off
there
of that again.
Again.
Right. Yeah, Star Huey. What's up? Anyways, okay, so Hold Me, Touch Me, backed with Goodbye. Now, Goodbye's a kick-ass Paul song.
Yes.
But I think even though Paul was trying to capitalize, wouldn't you have picked, like, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, or It's Alright, or Even Tonight You Belong to Me, Move On.
Yeah,
you know, go down the line.
Rocking ones to choose.
Just about any other song on the album would have been a better pick for the single, I think. Because it's like all those Kiss fans would have got that Paul sound and that badass. I mean, every song on there sounds like a great Kiss song. Besides Hold Me, Touch Me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he picked it. I don't know.
Insufficient at the moment.
Having Goodbye's the B-side's pretty fun, cool though. As you know, we use that as our outros. Anyways, made it to 48 in the U.S. Little tiny blip, you know, not too much of a pop. So then Ace drops his, this is all on the same day apparently, obviously.
Right.
But New York Groove back with Snowblind. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, I would have chose a different one besides New York Groove, I think. But
yeah, but in hindsight, I mean, it was a huge hit, so people loved
it.
But
I mean,
it's the weakest song on the record. That's the one I skipped. I don't even have it on my iPod.
Why did they put Paul's star on the wrong
side? Yeah, Paul's star's on the wrong side. What the fuck? It's like some weird Anubis mag. You know that the cover of that Rip magazine? Rip magazine. It's on the wrong side.
Is it?
Yeah.
The one
because I noticed it the other day. I was looking at those pictures we posted. But so anyway, yeah, the Kiss family guy's on as
it
speaks.
Like, I mean,
this is
I
Monday,
can see it
whatever.
Sitting over there. It looks like it's on the right side from here.
Well, maybe it was some weird I don't know what happened then with the photo. I don't know. We'll look at it later.
That is weird.
It is kind of fucked up. But, Crazy. So Kiss is on TV. We're doing our Kiss podcast. That's pretty
Neato.
Groovy. Pretty groovy. Yeah. Pretty groovy. What do you think? It's pretty groovy?
Yeah.
Is it pretty groovy? Anyways, where were we? So Ace, actually, everybody knows the story. His made the biggest splash. He made it 13 with the New York Groove.
Booyah.
They're playing the hell out of it at, like, Studio 54. A bunch of coked up motherfuckers dancing and shaking their ass to Ace's cover of New York Groove. It makes sense. I mean, it's New York. It's all good, but definitely the weakest track on his fucking album.
Yes.
It's not even on my iPod. I kind of skipped that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't put it on there. I have the rest of the album, you know, but I left off New York Groove for space purposes. And not Jandel space, just gigabyte space as we know it. You know, because me and Clinton, when we were kids, we actually lived inside of a machine. Didn't we?
Yeah.
We were made up of particles, and we lived inside of this machine, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Anyways. So,
just those days.
Yeah, good days in the machine. So Gene drops out the old Radioactive backed with See You in Your Dreams. Fail. I hate that version of that song. The rock and roll over version's the version, you know what I mean?
Right.
Gene says he didn't like it. He felt it was rushed and he didn't dig it. So we did it over. But to my, you know, I don't know. It's just not as good. But I do love Radioactive, but I think I would have chosen a different one. I see why he did. It's like the only one that kind of sounds like Gene Simmons. You think it might, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Man of a Thousand Faces or See You in Your Dream, or not See You, Oops, See You Tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, both of those are great.
Yeah, there was a few to choose from for sure.
But yeah, you know, Radioactive's pretty good. And the single does sound a little different, you know. Obviously, it doesn't have all that shit at the beginning, which is cool. And it sounds a little more rocked out, too, so I like it. But it made it to 47. And 41 in the UK. I don't know if the other ones, what they went to in the UK, do you?
Insufficient diet at the moment.
But then, okay, so then, here's the old curiosity factor. Peter Chris drops out the old Don't You Let Me Down backed with Hooked on Rock and Roll, right?
Yes.
I, you know, that's probably the best two songs on the record. If you had to pick two, like, absolutely had to, you know?
Yeah.
If you know us, you know we're not big fans of Peter Criss's solo album. I love his voice, and I love what he did in Kiss, but his solo shit lacks, as far as I'm concerned. But it did not chart, but then all of a sudden, so that one doesn't chart, but then they release another one? So why does Peter, the only one that has two? That's what I'm going to ask you. What's up? Why Peter got two and nobody else did? Why?
Well,
tell me. I don't know.
What are we waiting for?
Politics.
Maybe they didn't want the old Catman to fucking be the only one that didn't even chart, so they tried to throw him a bone like we did before.
Yeah.
And, you know, give another go with fucking You Matter to Me. Because it was kind of disco-y and more not so slow and mellow, you know. Don't You Let Me Down sounds like fucking, you know, Motown, which I dig, but Matter to Me would be probably the single I would have picked, though, based on the times and the commercial, you know, trying to be commercial. But once again, it didn't even chart. So it's like, I don't know. I can't understand Peter's reasoning. Before he leaves the band, it's like he wants to do his kind of shit, right?
Yes.
So then when he does, no one gives a fuck. No one wants to hear that, you know? It doesn't make any sense. So that he would even leave the band, you'd think that would have been the wake-up call. They're like, look, dude, you got a good thing going. You're playing with these guys that got their shit together. Get your shit together, bro. You know?
Yeah.
But no, it didn't work out that way. But I always just thought that was weird that Peter had to, you know. So then we come up to the infamous. The infamous and, to a lot of Kiss fans, disturbing. I Was Made for Loving You, backed with Hard Times. You know, it made its number one in Canada, number two in Australia, number two in Germany, number 11 in the U.S., which is kind of surprising, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I always think of Kiss as being on the outs here at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, it made it to the U.S. Number 11, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
especially back then, because people actually listened to the radio back then. Radio's like dead now, you know? Who listens to radio? Only people that are driving that don't have any other thing to listen to, you know?
Right.
That's it. But my thing with I Was Made for Loving You is I don't hear it as some disco song. I just don't hear it bad as disco. Disco to me is fucking, you know, Saturday Night Fever shit, you know? Right. That's disco in my mind. And this song doesn't sound like that to me. It still has guitars and drums. I mean, Peter's playing a little bit more of like a, I guess you could call it a disco-y beat with the hi-hat or whatever, but I don't know. I think it fucking, that's a good song, dude. It doesn't deserve quite as much hate as it gets, I don't think.
Stuck in my head for a long time.
Right.
Because I heard that when I was a little kid a lot.
Yeah?
And then I wasn't even sure if it was a Kiss song, really.
Right. So what happened? But you got then, Dynasty? Or
but
what?
Then, yeah, got older, was collecting the Kiss albums, and right. then finally got Dynasty and was like, this is this song that's been stuck in my head for like 10 years.
I bet you were tripping. Yeah. It's like, that's Kiss? Huh? It's kind of, you wouldn't like automatically identify that little, you know, the doo-doo-doo, that melody as being Kiss, you know?
Right.
Especially in your position of hearing Alive 2 when you were 3 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That just isn't Kiss. It's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I do understand that side of it as people like going, geez, please, what happened to these dudes? But I still don't think of it as disco. I just think of it as like Kiss just kind of made a pop song, you know?
Yes.
But they did, I think they actually put out the whole Kissco thing, you know, on the labels. I think I saw it somewhere on Facebook or something. I don't know, though. I guess they were just trying to maybe just capitalize or, you know, make some extra money by calling it that. I don't hear it that way, but I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. Hard Times is a decent song for a B-side, though. I would have released Magic Touch, though, dude. I mean, that's the shit. That's a fucking awesome song. But, you know, it made it to number 11. So then they dropped September 30th, 79, Sure Know Something, back with Dirty Livin'. Number 5 in Australia, 47 in the U.S. Which, you know, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I like that song.
I don't think that, I think I might have, I have the same exact results for the next one, so I might have wrote that down wrong. What do you have for that?
For Shandy?
No, For Sure Know Something, back with Dirty Livin'.
I got 47 in the U.S.
And 5 in Australia? Or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got it. I'm not exactly sure, but I think so.
Right on, right on. Okay, so anyways, that might be about where it sits, but I think that's a pretty strong, you know, single. Give Peter another little chance to do something. Maybe try to get his shit together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dirty Livin' isn't my favorite, like, Kiss tune on that album, but I do like that little, it's like a middle eight, and then Ace's solo kicks ass too, you know, leading out of that. But, I don't know, man. Sure, Something's a great Kiss song. I don't hear that as disco either. The thing I don't like about Sure Know Something, and we talked about it last week, but you know, people didn't get to hear it. But so here it is. It's like that's the first song where they do this thing where they really concentrate on this like harmonized breakdown of vocals. You know what I'm saying? Like they do on God Gave Rock and Roll to You, and what else they do it on? Various songs on like Revenge Era shit.
Yeah.
I just think that shit sucks, dude. I hate that. Hate when they do that.
Yeah,
it's just too, I don't even know what the word is, but it just, I just don't like it, man. I don't think it sucks, dude. I hate when they do it. That's how I say it, you know what I mean? However you want to say it, that's how I say it. I just wish they never would do that ever again on another song, or on that song even, you know. Cut that part out and I'll be fine with it, because the, you know, the chorus part of it fucking rocks, dude. It's awesome. Paul sounds fucking really good. But yeah, it didn't do much here in the States, man. 47, that's nothing, you know. So then they come back, and they're basically ghosts here in the U.S. at the time. But June 1st, 80, Shandy comes out back with She's So European. What do you think about that? It made us number 5 in Australia, 47 U.S. But, I mean, would you have picked Shandy as the first single from a mask, dude?
I mean, would you?
I don't think so either. She's So European, that's a good Gene song, you know, but
Yeah.
A fun mask I would have put Tomorrow right off the bat.
Oh,
or,
yeah, for
or
sure.
Or Is That You? Or fucking, you know, What Makes the World Go Round or something. I don't know. I would not have picked Shandy. I mean, it was a big hit, and I do like that song.
Right.
But at the same time,
there's better
so
rockers.
Many better ones, dude. You know, Shandy, though, that's some of the type of song that will get stuck in your head. And the first time you hear it, it's stuck in your head for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? It's that. It's got a strong-ass melody, dude. I really do like Shandy. Maybe they were thinking at the time. It was a really strong song.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a different little bit of taste. We're a little left of center, I'd say.
Yes.
But, you know, it made us number 5 in Australia. Surprise, surprise. I mean, Kiss existed in Australia at the time and basically nowhere else, you know? They just kind of were doing their thing. But Back to She's So European, it's pretty good, it's pretty good. But then, here's a pretty decent single. August 24th, 80, Talk to Me comes out with Back with Naked City. And that rocks. Both of those songs are really good.
Talk to Me.
The actual single is better than the version on the album, for sure. It's got heavier guitars. It rocks, dude. You'll hear it. It made it to 39 in Australia. The thing about Naked City to me is it's almost like Gene Simmons going like Police style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very, it doesn't really sound like Kiss that much at all during the verses, but I still really like that one. That's one of the best songs on Unmasked in my mind.
Yeah,
I would have maybe even made that the single over Shandy, you know, I don't know. I like two sides of the coin. Jeez, those guys are great too, three sides, but Two Sides of the Coin's a great song. You didn't make it a single, obviously. And where are we? And that one made it to 39 in Australia.
Yes.
What always blows my mind is how they jump from June 1st to August 24th. They went from number 5 to number 39. It's like popular taste changes that quick. What happened? You know what I'm saying? That's not a very big time frame, you know, to make that big of a jump. But then what? So that didn't even, obviously not here in America. But then they finally come to their senses November 1st of 80, Tomorrow, Back with Naked City. Now, we don't like the whole thing with, you know, like, same old B-sides, but that's a great single.
Yes.
I mean, shit, look at that, that's great. It's like, two great songs, you know? What more can you ask for on a 45? Two great songs. You got an A and a B, and they should both be great songs.
That's awesome, Jody.
I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe in fucking just putting some bullshit song out. Why would you do that? I don't know. I just don't know. So then what? Where are we? Where are we at? Oh, shit. We're coming into The Elder, aren't we?
Yes.
November 17th, 81. World Without Heroes, backed with Dark Light. Number 56 in the U.S., which I don't even believe. You believe that? 56 in the U.S.?
Come on, and Love Me didn't even chart.
When Kiss was basically, like, over, the only thing I could think of is they did go on, like, the Solid Gold and Fridays. So then they might have got a little push.
Yeah.
But I just, some of these stats just don't necessarily seem that realistic. I don't know. I just don't know. But what's interesting is, as far as these stats go, the same date, apparently, according to this, I, backed with The Oath, came out and went to 24 in Australia. Now, I don't know
if they
both came out, like, in different songs and different, you know, like maybe World Without Heroes and shit was here and, you know, the Oath and shit was in Australia.
Maybe.
Could be. But, I mean, it
seems weird that they would release two singles on the same day. Why would you waste them?
Those are probably the four best songs on that album, though, man. World Without Heroes, Dark Light, I, and The Oath.
Yeah.
The only other one that I really would say that, you know, that album is Only You. I've always loved that one.
You're like, okay, let's just...
Get them out and get them over with.
Yeah, get...
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Dark Light's awesome, though, dude. You
Ace
can't tell me that song doesn't rock.
Out. Let's just get this
I like out. I, but not nearly as much as The Oath. The Oath and, you know, Dark Light, both of those songs fucking rock.
Yeah.
I is just kind of hokey to me. It kind of sounds like some kind of Kiss on Broadway type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just not for me. But World Without Heroes, you can't argue with it. It rocks. Paul Solo fucking kicks ass, too, talking about Pal. Oh, yeah. He fucking rocks that shit. Okay, 24 in Australia on the Eye Back of the Oath, 56 in the U.S. on World Without Heroes. I don't know. What's next? What do they got next, dude?
It's so weird.
It's weird. What do they got next, Clinton?
I Love It Loud.
Yeah, that's a great one. Backed with what? Creatures of the Night.
Why wouldn't that be its own single? What is with that?
Dude, I don't know who's picking this shit. I don't know if on Coin. I don't know if fucking Bogart. I guess by then they were probably not even on Casablanca. That was probably what? Mercury or Polygram or whatever?
I don't know. It's right behind you. Okay.
Yeah, let me see what you got. Clinton just so happens to have a Creatures laying around. It says Polygram Records. But it also has a Casablanca in the corner. 1982 Polygram Records Incorporated, 82 Kiss Organization Limited. Also available on 8-track and cassette. Kiss Army. P.O. Box 840, Westbury, New York.
Yay!
I wouldn't send anything there anymore. Just saying. Okay, so that was I Love It Loud back with Creatures of the Night. That's a pretty heavy single, dude. You know, but it says here that it made it to 22 in the U.S. I don't buy it. There's no fucking way that made it to 22. They were done at Creatures of the Night. No one was paying any attention here. They canceled that tour because they couldn't even sell out arenas. How could it have made it to 22 in the U.S.? Unless this list could potentially... It could be on the radio now. Like, it could have been in rotation in, like, 96 or something when they came back strong.
Maybe.
Because I just don't buy for a second that it was at number 22 on a U.S. chart in fucking 82. I just don't think it's possible, dude. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong.
At the moment.
And I have been many, many a time. But I just don't buy that stat. And Kiss Army, you let us know on Facebook. Okay, so November 82. That's all I got for this one. But it's Killer backed with I Love It Loud.
Yes!
Once again, why do you go from A side and then put it on the B side? It doesn't make fucking sense. But Killer's a fucking great song. Did not chart as far as I got here at all. Anywhere. What do you got? You got any chartings on that one?
No, sir.
I really like Killer, though. That song's fucking one of the best ones.
Yes.
And then, okay, did not chart. Then April 83, they come back with Creatures of the Night as the A-side, which is, like, the thinking that you should have had from the beginning.
Right.
You know. But then what is it backed with? Rock and Roll All Night, live. I could understand that maybe at Creatures they had a little pop of new fans because they were heavy again. So maybe they wanted to push the old anthem back onto these new fans. But I wouldn't have done it. You know, I just wouldn't have done it.
I Still Love You on there.
Exactly. I Still Love You. Fuck yeah, dude. It could have been an A-side. And they should have actually thought about that. At the time you had, like, I guess you probably had Def Leppard out, right? It was like Bringing On the Heartache and all that shit out by then. Well, they should have known that they could have outdone any of those bands. Paul can outsing any of those fuckers.
Yes!
And I Still Love You, you know, stands testament to that.
Right.
I mean, you can't really beat it.
It rules.
Yeah. Like, particularly on Analyze, as we've talked about many a time. So, yeah, it's like that's the last makeup single. Goes to 34 in the UK. Doesn't go anywhere here. You know. But, I don't know, man. I just wouldn't have done it that way. And, the charts are a testament to they probably should have done it a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But one thing, the singles are great, man. And it's just really cool that Kiss did singles. It's another thing to look at and talk about and collect. But one thing we gotta get to, brother, is that classic Kiss Army roll call.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! You know, people, I can't do the Paul. I've been trying to talk like Paul for years.
All right, people!
You know, when you do the Kiss Army roll call, I can't do it. I wish I could.
It's kind of like...
You know, the interesting thing about when you do the Kiss Army roll call is... That sucks so bad, sorry. I just can't do it. I really wish I could. That's where we need Lee from fucking KST to come join us. Just on the Kiss Army roll call. We could have him be Paul. Be awesome.
Yes.
He could do all the voices, too. But anyways, Let's roll this Kiss Army roll call. This is a chance for our fans and friends and shit to get a little shout out in. They listen to the show and they deserve it, so it's rad. So go ahead, what you got? Who's on the list?
I got Chris Zinzak.
Oh yeah, that's a Decibel Geek podcast. That dude is so cool, man. And great fucking show, man. They did the, you know, they do a whole month of Kiss in July, Kissmas in July, and that ruled this year. But man, even their episodes that aren't about Kiss fucking totally kick ass, man. And if you should check it out, man. And for the people out there that don't listen to it, you're slipping. So anyways, what you got,
Mike Hastings?
All right, Mike Hastings. Hey, bro. Thanks for listening, man. We do appreciate each and every one of the people who listen to us.
Laura Anaris.
Is it really Anaris? I think it's
Arnaris.
Well,
I don't know.
You know my chicken scratch and how that may
Laura.
Be. Laura. Laura, what's up, Arnaris?
Hi.
It's Arnaris or Arnaris, I believe.
Hi, Laura.
How you doing, Laura?
How are you?
Creeper. Laura Arnaris or Arnaris, how you doing? Thanks for listening.
Billy Hardaway from Nashville.
Right on, Billy Hardaway. Hope you're having fun in Nashville and you can deal with all that country stuff going on. I hope there's a little bit of rock and roll out there for you. I know there is, but you know how it is. Thanks for listening.
Kelly Wagner.
Kelly Wagner. Dude, she's always on this list and that rules. You know, that means we have repeat customers and I love it. Thank you very much, baby.
Paul Wozniak.
Oh, the Woz.
From Great Britain. Oh, Green Bay.
Green Bay, Great Britain. That's funny. Hell yeah, Woz. What's happening, bro?
All right, we got Angie Schaefer.
What up, Angie? Yeah.
Hi there.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for everything, actually. Angie, let me just say, if you are in our area, Angie, a friend of ours and a listener, is organizing this benefit for us for D-Rock. And as you know, D-Rock's been in the hospital, and the way things are going, his house, he's going to be in a wheelchair from now on, so his house isn't really equipped for that. So we're going to do this benefit. That way we can have like a fundraiser to do this construction and widen these hallways and the doorways and make some type of handicap ramps and shit like that. And we're trying to have Rocket Ride, local badass Kiss tribute, and but for sure Heavy Metal Jim, our old buddy, if you listen to the show, you heard us talk about him, his band's gonna be there playing, which means we just might jam with him, especially you, fool, because you probably know everything he does, because you just came out of a band with HMJ and you know he hasn't changed that set list. I wouldn't think.
They probably suck now.
Yeah, no. I don't have you. Fuck them. No. HMJ, what's up, brother? He's on this list somewhere, so we'll go ahead and say HMJ.
Hi.
He's our old pal and good buddy, and man, oh man, the stories that fucker would tell if he'd actually come be on this thing, which he won't.
What the fuck's going on around here?
Yeah. He's still cracking some skulls. Jim was like our older brother who, he was just like the older dude when we were like in 7th, 8th grade, and we started like jamming with him, and he could buy liquor and drive us around, and he was just a really cool dude, and we're still friends with him to this day, so we love you, HMJ. What up, blah, blah. So anyway, HMJ's band will be there at the D-Rock benefit, apparently, and that's going down November 9th, so if you're in the area and you want to come help us out, raise a little bit of money for our brother, and get his house back together, and once that happens, we'll be able to do our covers again. So if you want those, come out and help us out. Maybe we'll get back in the studio sooner than later. That'd be good for me and for you and all of our listeners. So it's gonna be a good thing. So anyway, I know that was off subject, so where are you at? Sorry about that.
We're on Keith Miller.
All right, Keith Miller, what up, brother? Lots how you doing
of, lots of Millers in this area.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. How does he spell his Miller? I or U-E?
I.
I don't know. Keith Miller, what up, brother?
Doug Berg.
Oh, yeah?
Dupo.
Oh, right on. Local boy. What up, Doug Berg? How you doing, brother? You know, you're local enough that you could come talk Kiss with us, bro. If you want to, hit us up on Facebook. I think we're friends. And, yeah. It'd be awesome. Could use a couple extra people. As you know, we tried to do this last week. We had a couple extra people, but it didn't quite work out. But anyways, me and Clinton tonight, we're doing all right.
Yeah. All right, next we have the, as always, Matt Porter.
Oh, our boy Matt Porter. You can't say enough good things about Matt Porter, dude. He's such a great guy. Has such a great show. He's the king of Kiss Radio. and he actually gives a fuck about people.
Yeah,
imagine that.
He's
a really cool dude. You know, he hits me up, and we've talked about the D-Rock shit, you know, at length. And he gives a fuck, and I love that. So thanks a lot, Matt. It meant a lot, dude.
So do you think that he calls his house the Porter House? Like, I would answer the phone, this is the Porter House.
Porter House, can I help you?
I would get a mailbox shaped like a steak.
I don't know. We'll have to...
Maybe you should think about that.
Let us know, Matt. You call your house the Porter House? And if not, you should.
Yeah. If you don't have a steak mailbox.
Hit us up, man. Clinton can make anything. This dude made a teleprompter for himself to read lyrics live. I mean, that's ridiculous. This guy's a fucking genius.
I wouldn't go that far. But anyway.
He's more like Tim the Tool Man.
Well,
mixed with a little bit of genius.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't make shit blow up usually.
Right. You got all your fingers still, so we're in business.
Yeah. All right. Next, we got Jeff Ludban from Denver.
Right on. He gave us an ack, huh? That's pretty groovy. Hope you're doing all right in Denver, bro. I really do. I know there's flooding in Colorado. I hope you're not involved
crazy
with that.
Flooding.
Or your family or friends, dude. Hope everything's well for you, man. And thanks a lot for listening, dude. We appreciate it a lot.
All right. We got Mike Medina.
Oh, shit. From Pittsburgh, PA.
Yep.
That's awesome. He's a repeat customer here on the roll call. Thanks a lot, dude. We really do appreciate every one of you guys. Well, who else you got?
And we got David Halton.
Okay, this is the dude that's from, lives by my dad and shit, in Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I was even born in Western Kentucky. So that's pretty cool. We got a little connect through, you know, the Kentucky thing. It's pretty cool. I've talked to him a few times online. That's pretty rad. He said if I ever come down, maybe we'll, burn, want to do some fishing. You know, I'm down for that. So anyways, who else you got on this Kiss Army roll call?
Let's see, Keith Miller.
You said Keith Miller.
Yeah, I said him twice. This one, you put him on here twice, says, has us on his phone, listens to us at work,
who?
Home, and anywhere. Keith Miller.
Oh, right on. Thanks again, Keith Miller.
Let's see, Christine Hermanson.
Hell yeah, Christine
Great
Hermanson.
Bend, Kansas.
Kansas, huh?
Kansas.
Ain't too far from us if you want to take a road trip, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a new convert because I remember when she came on the page recently.
And she can be like Christine 16.
Right on. So what's up, Christine? Thanks for listening.
Gina,
and liking our page on Facebook.
Gina Elizabeth times 5.
No, it's Gina Elizabeth! Like 5 exclamation points. So it's like, what were you saying? Top of the muffin to you.
It's not top of the muffin to you.
It is.
No, it is.
That's great. Yeah, so she gets a big exciting Gina Elizabeth. Excuse me. Hey, thanks for listening though, for real. What you got? What you got?
And then we got Allison Sherry Stanley.
Allison Sherry Stanley. I don't know. Yeah, she's on the page quite a bit. Thanks a lot for listening, and I see her on Facebook a lot, dude. She's cool.
Dan Harp.
Dan Harp, right on.
Yeah.
Didn't he give us an act or two or something like that?
No.
I think he did. Well, either way, he gets one from me. Thanks a lot, Dan Harp. That's cool. Right on.
Yeah,
right on.
Buddy.
Who else is on this thing?
Chris Matlack.
Oh, yeah.
Springfield Mo.
Another local, somewhat local. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. He's been listening for a long time, and he said he turns everyone he knows onto this little show, and we really do appreciate anybody that does that.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's how you spread the word. And he does horror art, and I'm a fan of that. So that's pretty fucking cool. What up, Chris? How you doing?
And we got Marie Visland from Oslo, Norway.
Oh, right on. She's pretty cool, dude. She posts a lot of crazy stuff, man, a lot of weird shit, too. But she's really cool, and what up, Marie? And it's cool that someone, where is she from? Norway?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild.
Crazy.
I don't know, it's a trip. You gotta love the internet. Got to.
Yes.
Never really happened before.
Core Ledgersty.
Oh, yeah, our old bro, Core Ledgersty. I wonder if it's Legersty. I don't know. We don't ever know how to pronounce these. We just kind of... He's Ledger... how is it?
Ledger Stee.
It could be right. If it's not... Either way, man. What's up, brother?
I'm pretty good at pronouncing stuff.
Yeah.
Even if I've never heard it before, I can just pronounce the fuck out of shit.
Pronunciation, so...
I can pronounce shit you never even heard of before.
Like all the chemicals on the back of like any Monsanto product.
Yeah, dude, I just fucking, they fly right out just like I say them every day.
That's crazy.
No.
You're the pronouncer.
Like, yeah, that's going to be the name of my next band.
It's going to be the name of your superhero. I am pronouncer. I can pronounce any word.
And I can spell some too.
I can spell just about anything, dude.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm a fucking spelling champ, bro. I'm the man.
I used to be pretty good at
spelling.
Between
the two of us, we should have our shit together.
Right.
I can spell anything. You can pronounce anything. Now we just need some ideas.
Right.
I don't know. So that was who? Ledger Stee?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
I think he's from, like, I don't know. I can't remember. But what up, bro? Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate the people who listen. We want you to know that.
And then we got Denise Hubbs.
Of course, we got Niecy.
Yes.
You know, she's liked us from the beginning, dude.
Yeah.
She's even listened to, like, our Three Amoebas shit. She likes our
shit. That's cool.
And we like her.
Yes.
So what up, Niecy? I see her most of the time on Saturday nights. So she comes down to my gigs. And she's a really cool person, man. Love her.
Nice.
So what you got? Who else you got? Pardon me.
Podcast Rock City.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right.
What the hell was that?
Oh, crap.
Hold on a second. All right, we're back. I'm stupid. Doesn't matter. Who else you got?
Mr. T.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I pity the poor fools. I love Mr. T. I wish he'd fucking sign up on this thing. How cool would that be?
That would be cool. All right, we got Ben Irvin.
Oh, yeah. Where's he
from?
Fairmount,
Indiana.
Oh, right on. That's not that far away either.
It's a fair amount.
Yeah. Fair amount of driving, but...
But if you felt like taking that fair amount driving and...
Yeah. Come on down, dude. It ain't that far.
Emmanuel Adams.
All right. Boy, Emmanuel Adams. Dude, your picture kills me, man. I want to know what's up with that picture. It just, every time I see it, man, it's just like, I can't be him. You know, but, that's just funny. Whenever he posts something, I just always get a little chuckle out of that freaking picture of him.
Yeah.
You know, his profile pic or whatever.
Right.
It's hilarious. What's up, Emmanuel? What's happening, man? Let us know. Let me know on Facebook, dude. What's up with that picture? And can I use it for a while? That's mine. Because that's funny. But anyways, who else is on this thing?
Ben Mitchell.
Ah, Ben Mitchell. He actually was saying something like he wanted to see, he'd like to see some kind of YouTube vids and of us like doing the covers and such. I was thinking, man, what a boring video that would be. You got me sitting on the drums for like, and you're not even usually there when I do most of the music. You know, me and D-Rock do that, and then you come over, so this wouldn't be that exciting of a YouTube vid. Basically, I do the drum tracks, and then D-Rock will put his bass on, and I'll start with my guitar shit, at least like the basic framework, and then we have Clinton come over, he sings the shit, I mix it down, and then usually after his vocal, I'll do my, you know, my solo shit, like the solo parts, and Clinton does all the vocals, backgrounds and everything, so it takes a while, and it's just not that exciting, I don't know. But he did say something about doing some kind of, me doing like maybe some type of Ace tutorials on YouTube, ripping some shit, but I don't know, I don't really have time for all that, but if I ever do find myself with a bunch of time, maybe I will.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, Ben Mitchell. I'll try for you, bro, I really will if I get time. What else is that all you had to say?
Yeah.
Where's he from? He's like Utah, I believe. Yeah, he didn't list it that time, but I think he said before he was from, like, Utah or something. But anyway, who else you got?
James Nestler.
All right, James Nestler.
From
Can you
Michigan City, Indiana.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan City, Indiana. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I read that wrong.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Right on. Oh, yeah. Nestler. What up, brother? Is that Nestler? Am I saying the wrong thing?
Nestler. Okay. That's how I pronounce it.
All right, cool. Right on, man. What's up, man? Thanks for listening a lot.
I am the pronouncer.
Yeah, we really do. We really, really do appreciate it.
Shane Herbert from Little Chute, Wisconsin.
What up, Shane Herbert from Little Chute, Wisconsin? Thanks for listening, dude.
My mother and father-in-law lived there for a while.
Wisconsin's a good state.
Or in that area.
Is that close to Madison? What?
That's
the only
really
thing
know.
I know in Wisconsin. That's only because of Masking Tree and shit.
They lived in, like, they were near, like, Little Chute, which I always thought was a funny name for a sound.
I know the way your mind works.
For a city, because... The first thing when I think of is shoot is like poop shoot.
Of course. I do that, right?
So I'm like a little shoot, where's big shoot at? I don't want to go there.
It makes me think little shoot coop. Little shoot coop. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So what's up, bro? Thanks for listening, dude.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, because you've got like four names on here twice.
Well, I just re-went through it to make sure that we had everybody.
Yeah.
But we left out one person. I want to say a special hello to three people, in fact. Number one, Rachel Ann. What's up, Rachel Ann?
Hi.
And Slade Fraley.
Hi.
But I want to make a special little shout-out to Craig Smith. On the latest KST, they asked him about podcasts, and he was praising us a little bit, and we really do appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah,
that's fucking
thanks,
cool.
Thanks, bro.
That's really cool. And, you know, we love KST, as does most people. It's just a great show. History Science Theater, man. That was really the one that really broke in my mind as being like, man, we should do that, because they're so much like us. I was like, I bet ours would be cool, too, you know what I mean? And I was like, at the time, I was riding the train to work all the time, and so I was loading up my iPod with all these podcasts. But KST was the one that really broke it out for me. And then it was a Kiss Room, and then Podkiss, and Decibel Geek, and... the ball started rolling. But while we're on the little shout-outs, let's go ahead and shout out our podcast friends and colleagues. You got the Decibel Geek, obviously KST, Kiss Room, Generations of Kiss, Podcast Rock City Rocks. Can't wait to hear their new shit. They just recorded some, I think yesterday, I saw it on Facebook. They did some new stuff with they had that guy. They have that guy that played Gene Simmons in the makeup as a wrestler. That
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
They had him on their recent show, so that should be pretty interesting. Can't wait to hear that. They may even be up by the time I get home. You never know. I'll check for sure, though. I want to hear it. I've been waiting since their last episode. Their last episode was the stats thing. It was great. That's what made me want to do the singles, because I was like, man, I like all that factual shit and looking at it that way. But, so yeah, Podcast Rock City, Kiss Room, Podkiss, Decibel Geek, Generations of Kiss, Creatures of the Net, are you leaving anyone out? I think that's about it, isn't it?
I think so.
Basically any kind of Kiss podcast, we're going to check it out. Fuck, man. I love hearing the stories of Kiss fans, man, because we're all one big happy army, you know what I mean? They're all pretty similar. But it's always interesting, though. It's pretty cool. I like it. I really like it. But anyways, I want to shout out all the podcast friends. This one seems like it's going pretty long, so we might have to get the fuck on out of here, right?
Yeah.
This is our first one we did in Clinton's basement, and let's count the one that we tried last week. This place is like Foreman's basement. A lot of cool Kiss shit.
Yeah.
And it's all good down here. I think it's going to work out just fine.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it will.
Indeed.
Do you have any words for the fans before we go?
When it snows... Don't eat the yellow snow. It's not good for you.
Yeah, it's just bad all around. I'm just going to go ahead and give him a couple words that I'm going to use. First one I'm going to leave him with is vacuum. And I think I'm going to use, for the second word, I'm going to leave you with a little one. Tube steak. We should do like the thing on like... 3-2-1 contact, where it's like vacuum, and you're like vacuum. It doesn't work with the. You're supposed to be like fuck. That's fucked up that we're sitting here doing that right now. But hey, we grew up together. Whatever. We're like two weird dudes that known each other since about kindergarten and
pretty much act the same way we're like, as we did back then.
That's it. That is it. All right, man. Well, let's wrap this one up, dude. Thanks a lot for listening once again, Kiss Army. This is Strange Ways Podcast, and stay tuned. We're gonna get a lot of shit coming down the line. D-Rock will return. We got some special guests coming. We got Rocket Ride coming, and I think we might even be doing this tribute review after seeing Almost Kiss here next week. And I guess it's this coming Sunday. But that should be cool. I'm sure I'll have something to say about that. But until next time, man, this is your buddy Jody Havnot.
And this is Clinton.
We want to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sayonara, motherfuckers.
Peace out.
Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
All right, Kiss Army, that's another episode of Strange Ways going down in the books. We hope you really enjoyed it as much as we did doing it. We always have a good time doing these things, and we hope that you really like listening to them. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned, and we want to invite you to join us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher. Dude, just Google it. You'll find us. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and as Ace might say,
keep on rocking.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes. friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podcast.
Not REO Speedwagon, not Journey, not the Bay City Rollers. Kiss, man. If you could think of a better reason to trash a girl's bathroom, I'd sure like to hear it.
I love you. Bye.